The founders of America said that one of the chief purposes of the federal government is defense. It's national security. But that security is at risk today. Consider this. Hamilton Strategies writes, quote, which is worse, the World Economic Forum, WEF, or the Chinese Communist Party, CCP? The World Economic Forum, the WEF, wants to confine you to living in claustrophobic spaces called 15-minute cities, and the CCP has declared the U.S. Constitution as its enemy. Well, Frank Gaffney has written a new book called The Indictment, Prosecuting the Chinese Communist Party and Friends for Crimes Against America, China, and the World. Frank Gaffney served in the Ronald Reagan administration. He founded the Center for Security Policy, and their website is securefreedom.org. I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Point. And Frank, it's great to talk with you again. In previous discussions, you and I have been discussing the whole issue of radical Islam and so forth. And now here you are discussing the threats of the Communist Party out of China. It's great to have you on the program. Thank you for joining us. Your book is called The Indictment. Tell us about that.
Well, first of all, Jerry, it's good to reconnect with you. Thank you for having me on, and thank you for the chance to talk about, I guess in a way, three totalitarian teams that are arrayed against our country. As you say, we've spoken in the past about the, well, I call Sharia supremacist gang, people who seek to impose Islam through violent means, jihad, if possible. We have the globalists of the World Economic Forum who seek to impose a, well, pretty much totalitarian system on us through various machinations, not least of which is trying to create something they call world governance or global governance, which they envision they would run. And then there's this other group, the Chinese Communist Party, that is, I believe, far and away the most dangerous of the three. The thing that is particularly ominous, though, is they're all working together pretty much at the moment towards a medium-term objective for all of them, which is eliminating the United States of America, because it is the one real impediment to any of their three objectives. The book, The Indictment, is a deep dive, although in a fairly short form, and we think pretty accessible, I hope, into the third of those groups, of what it is doing, both in its own right and, as the title suggests, with its friends here in our country, that has as its purpose destroying this country and taking its place as a world hegemon that will, you know, impose the most totalitarian repression and, well, outright mass murder imaginable, because that's what the Chinese Communist Party does.
Well, this radio station is very concerned about the issue of the international persecution of Christians. And, of course, China is just one of the worst offenders. In fact, there's even reports about attempts to rewrite parts of the Bible to essentially neuter it and, in effect, cut down the Christian faith in China, which is, you know, a vibrant source there. I mean, the Christian faith exists. There are many Christians with nothing to gain, humanly speaking, but everything to lose, humanly speaking, there in China.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned this. What passes for my spare time, one of the things I do is I run an organization called Save the Persecuted Christians. And you're absolutely right. The Chinese Communist Party is one of the most horrific oppressors of Christians. Probably the first of those three totalitarian groups is even worse, just because they're a lot more of them a lot of places around the world. The Islamists seeking to suppress and, in fact, convert or destroy Christians in large reaches of the world. But the Chinese Communist Party views people of any faith, really, but especially Christians, I think, as a mortal threat to the regime, because obviously Christians believe in a power higher than Xi Jinping. And I think I would only correct you on one point, Jerry. This is not just being attempted, this rewriting of the Christian faith. There are now 9 commandments, according to Xi Jinping's regime. That first one, particularly problematic for them, because the god of China is the emperor, the Chinese Communist Party dictator, Xi Jinping. But what they are doing, and I'm just, you know, terribly pained to say this, with the active help of the Roman Catholic Church, is suppressing the people of China who are believers. Their churches are being destroyed. Their children are not being allowed to be, you know, tutored in their faith. They're not allowed to worship, except secretly in house churches and the like, and under pain of very, very serious punishment if they're caught. So in all of these ways, we're watching the Chinese try very hard, the Chinese Communist Party, that is, to suppress, to crush, and otherwise liquidate those who have the temerity to believe that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior, for no other reason than that puts them at odds with the belief system of the Chinese Communists.
Well, now, you used to work for the Reagan administration, as I pointed out earlier. Obviously, the way the communists are, you know, getting a lot of their agenda through, it seems to be much more amenable under the Biden administration than it was, say, under the Trump administration. And Trump, like Reagan, you know, there was that the feeling that, well, you know, you don't want to mess with this guy.
You know, we, one of the things that we've been working on that actually gave rise to this book is a series of webinars that our group, we call the Committee on the Present Danger China, of which I'm the vice chairman, have done over the past year or so, 100 of them now, as I recall. And the reason I mention it, Jerry, is that the focus has been sort of twofold in these webinars. One is what the Chinese themselves call unrestricted warfare that they've been waging against our country for decades. Mostly, we don't even know that they've been doing it, but it's been devastating. And we can talk about the various ways in which that's so. But then, as I mentioned earlier, also, who's been helping them do that? And I think that this introduces what is arguably the single most effective line of attack in that unrestricted warfare, namely what is being done in the way of, to use the Chinese term, elite capture. The poster child of the Chinese Communist Party's elite capture in the United States of America is, I'm sorry to say, the President of the United States, Joe Biden, our military's commander-in-chief. And one of our colleagues in the Committee on the Present Danger China, a very distinguished career undercover operative for the Central Intelligence Agency, his job for 2 decades was to recruit and run agents for the United States in a lot of unsavory places around the world. Very dangerous job, needless to say. Sam Faddis is his name. And Sam has said, in the lexicon of the intelligence business, the term for Joe Biden is a, quote, controlled asset of the Chinese Communist Party, unquote. So to your point, Is it any wonder that the Biden administration has been pursuing policies? And I honestly don't think this is an exaggeration. It's pretty sweeping generalization, but I don't think it's over the top. Every policy that the Biden administration pursues, domestic as well as foreign, seems to have two things in common. One, they're bad for America. And two, they benefit the Chinese Communist Party, either directly or indirectly.
Or let's take an example. What about the border?
To the previous administration.
Yeah, what about the open border in the South? How does that benefit China?
Well, it's a prime example of the problem. I mean, flooding our country with illegal aliens of unknown providence. I mean, where they come from, why they're coming here, who they are, I mean, is all a matter of guesswork at best. And that's the millions that have come in that we think we know something about. Then there's the millions more that are so-called gotaways. But what's particularly manifestly, palpably, outrageously an example of why the open border is a policy that advances the interests of the Chinese Communist Party, not our country, is that I've heard numbers as low as 10,000. And somebody who's in a position to know has said it's actually considerably higher than that, have come across our border illegally, who happen to have a couple of qualities in common. They're military-aged men from communist China who are unaccompanied, who seem to be carrying similar, if not identical, backpacks and canteens, and are moving in groups. And a trained special operator who is now a war correspondent by the name of Michael Yawn says, looking at them, those look like People's Liberation Army special operators. Think about it. 10,000 or more of those guys who have now not only come across our border, but with your tax dollars, have been disseminated around the United States. What, as they say, could possibly go wrong?
Well, you know what's so crazy about that is, you know, some people might think, well, 10,000, I mean, hey, there's been 7 million that have come through the border probably, you know, since Biden has been president. But, hey, 9/11 was carried off by 19 men.
Exactly. Look, two divisions gets you to 10,000. That's a lot of military force, especially if they've married up with what is almost certainly the case, pre-positioned weaponry, capabilities to engage in sabotage or assassinations or taking down our grid or who knows what all else.
Oh,
this
my goodness.
Could be a very mortal peril to our country.
This is very scary. Okay, we have 1 minute to wrap things up. How do we protect America's border and protect America in general?
We have in the book the indictment, in addition to 9 charges of crimes against America and humanity, 20 specific action items that we recommend. And as I say, the most important of them, I think, is we have to reverse that elite capture phenomenon by forced resignations, by impeachment where that is an option, and by prosecutions where necessary. If we do that, then we have a shot at changing the direction of this country in ways that will survive this most dangerous of totalitarian ideologies and mortal enemies.
Okay, and people can get the book, The Indictment, at securefreedom.org?
The easiest way is probably at your local bookstore or Amazon. Theindictmentbook.com is an online resource that will facilitate it for you.
All right. Thank you very much. Frank Gaffney, all the best.
Jerry, thank you.